Iran is warning that it will soon breach a major nuclear control agreement if European nations don't help it avoid crippling sanctions imposed by the United States. The US withdrawal from the nuclear deal last year has put enormous pressure on Iran and raised tensions in the region, which Europe says is dangerously close to war. Middle East correspondent Eric Torchik reports.
As the United States and its Middle Eastern allies try to increase pressure on Iran, the Iranian government is upping the stakes too. It's warning that without relief from crippling US sanctions, it will soon breach a key requirement of the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the landmark nuclear control deal signed between Iran, the US, Germany, Britain, France, Russia, and China in 2015. The deal restricts Iran from stockpiling more than 300 kilograms of low-grade enriched uranium and from enriching it to higher levels. But a spokesman for Iran's Atomic Energy Agency, Behrouz Kamalvandi, says Iran will soon break that commitment. We have quadrupled uranium production, he says. And in recent days, we've once again increased production. And today we can tell you that the countdown has started. In 10 days from now, on June the 27th, we will be past the limit of 300 kilograms. Iran's promise to scale back production and enrichment if European nations, which still support the nuclear control deal, help it circumvent the US sanctions. European governments say the situation is explosive. The European Union's foreign policy chief, Federica Mogherini, says there's a high risk of miscalculation.
What we would not like to see is a military escalation in the region. We think that would be extremely dangerous, definitely not positive, neither for anyone in the region, nor for Europe, neither for the rest of the world.
But the US National Security Council's called for more pressure on Iran, accusing the country of nuclear blackmail. Iran's nuclear warning comes just days after the US accused its military of attacking oil tankers in the Persian Gulf. The chief of staff of Iran's armed forces, Mohammad Bagheri, denies responsibility for the tanker attacks. If we decide to block the Strait of Hormuz, we'll do it in a way that even a drop of oil won't pass, he says. That's what world energy markets are afraid of, if no one backs away from the current confrontation. From Jerusalem, this is Eric Torchik reporting for AM.